And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? Or if a soul swear, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be that a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. And if she had at all an husband, when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, but if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. That which is gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips, till he filled thy mouth with laughing, and thy lips with rejoicing. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. They speak vanity every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. A prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee for ever. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for who, say they, doth hear? The sin of their mouth and the words of their lips let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the fluttering of her lips she forced him. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less to lying lips a prince. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips the king shall be his friend. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as a honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. And the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. Because thy rage against me, and thy tumult, is come up into mine ears, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. The lips of those that rose up against me, and their device against me all the day. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead, bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. And ye shall do as I have done, ye shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. Therefore prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord, say unto him, Take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose in the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile.